Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and what a pleasure it is to be able to come together and worship God in learning His Word and hearing what the Spirit would say to us through the Word of God. It's a wonderful blessing and a great privilege in my life. So I thank you for joining me. And before we begin, I'd like to share a little bit about what God has put on my heart. And as I was reflecting over the prayer needs that have come in recently, I know a recurring theme that partners have shared is for financial breakthrough. And obviously, we're living in difficult economic times. The prices, everything, inflation, so much has affected the life of the ordinary people. And yet, God just quickened to my heart that I should preach on this subject. First of all, let me give a disclaimer. Most people hear the word finances and they want to run the opposite way. Let me assure you, beloved, this is not an appeal for finances for Unveil Christ Ministries. And I just want to be able to share with you some of the treasures, the gems that are in God's Word. Because God has come, He's a loving God, and He wants us to know His will. And so He has given us directions in the Word of God throughout the Old and the New Testament. We don't just turn aside and throw away the Old Testament, because God is just building on the principles that were established there, although Jesus did establish a new covenant of grace. And nonetheless, though, there's references to this subject in both Old and New Testaments. And so, before we go any further, I would just like to pray that God would open our hearts, open our understanding, and help us to realize how important it is to be able to worship God with our giving. He wants us to worship God with our praise and worship, with our lifestyle, that our whole life, our body, a living sacrifice, being surrendered in spirit, soul, and body to the Lord with the express aim and desire to bring glory to God. This is our reasonable service, beloved. We're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might, with all of our mind, all that we are, and our neighbor as ourselves. So having said that, let's go into prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege and the power there is in the agreeing prayer that you have provided for us, where two or three would come together. And so, Father, as we begin to look at this subject, Father, for some it's very familiar. They've been very faithful in their giving to you. But for some, they may not even have heard of it as a new believer, or it's been a long time since they revisited the subject. And Lord, you know that's what your teaching did. You constantly reiterated themes and principles in various kinds of parables. And so, Father, we thank you that you're going to be present. You will speak to our heart. And Lord, let us understand that this is nothing, something that is legalized. It's something enforced, but it's a very private experience, a very private relationship between you and every individual Christian. Father, we give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, for those of you who have walked with the Lord, you, or if you're very new, you may not remember. Of course, it was on, you know, worldly media. But I'd like to just take you back to a time in the mid-80s. Well, it was a little bit further than that. But there were scandals in 1988. And regarding some very prominent televangelists. And before that time, I'm just going to share some statistics that I found in a Christian leadership report that prior to that time, approximately 33% of evangelicals in America tithed. After that time, when the scandals broke, that figure dropped to 7%. And this same leadership magazine reported that, this is the sad part, 288,000 missionaries lost their support because of these scandals. Obviously, common sense indicates that money is the prime operating force for ministry as far as carrying on in terms of the world. But can you see the diabolical plan of the enemy to stop financial resources from flowing into the kingdom of God? Can you see that, how the enemy worked? And when you think of the fact that America has financed over 90% of the world's evangelism in this preceding century, yet our Christian population consists of only 6% of the world's population. When you look at this in worldly terms, logically, if a business operates on only 7% of gross revenue, it would be bankrupt in no time. And you might say, well, you know, depending on your age in the Lord and your experience and your experience in terms of understanding giving to the Lord, you might feel, well, as I've known some people, they experienced a very bad situation, perhaps from the leadership in the church they were attending, not use of finances with integrity and honor, and that so repelled them, so turned them off, they haven't been back to church again. People can get very, very wounded in this area. But and perhaps if you have or have given finances to any ministry and you have later discovered there was not an honest reporting and integrity before God as well as man, that you might be really hesitant to be able to sow again into God's work. But let me just share, in case you have been hurt in that situation, many mature saints of God just moved on beyond that. However, we have to understand that when we give to any ministry, we are giving to God first and foremost. And so just know if you felt you've been abused financially or in any way that is not upright before the Lord, you were giving to God. God saw your heart and everything you did or gave was before the Lord. And also remember that once finances are released into a ministry, you have released them from your hands. And at that point, the responsibility and the integrity of leadership is what God is looking at. And so what, and if it's not the way it should be, if there's not upright standards or policies before the Lord, then it is then God's prerogative to judge. And for those of you who remember that period of time, I'm sure you can remember that God certainly did that because of the harm that went to the body of Christ. And so, beloved, I'd like to share a very pivotal scripture. I just wanted to get that out of the way, but go to, I guess you would say, the text for what we're going to be sharing. And I would assume if you've been with the Lord any length of time, you're familiar with the verses in Malachi, the third chapter, verses 8 through 11. Let me read those for you. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. This is the Lord speaking to his people. This is the last book of the Old Testament. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And he answers, in tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Let me just say that that, and I can talk about it a little bit later, but that cursing, God was not cursing the people. He was cursing the effects of their disobedience. For example, if you remember, people say, well, God cursed Adam and Eve because of their sin and their rebellion and disobedience. No, he didn't. Yes, they were certainly punished. They were separated from the presence of God, but God cursed the earth and the work of their hands as they labored. It would bring forth thorns and thistles. They would earn bread by the sweat of their brow. So it was the earth that was cursed because of their disobedience. Those are strong words. I just wanted to clarify what God is saying there. You have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verses 10 and 11, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me. The only place in Scripture where God says, prove me. Now herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. That's a powerful promise. And verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Of course, this is addressing the culture and the economy of the Old Testament, but spiritually this applies to New Testament believers as well. And so we're going to be looking at how does this apply to us under the new covenant? Because God does have a plan to finance the needs of his church. Well, my time is gone, and we're going to look in detail. And I hope you can be with me, because I spent a lot of time bringing this all together, and there's some excellent thoughts that you may not have understood, or principles that will be a blessing to you to enrich your life as well as your relationship with God, because you're responding in obedience. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for your prayer support, and I bless you for your faithful prayers. They're needed so much. I do ask for your prayers as well as for the ministry. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.